Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
OMG, I am so excited.
BoxingWiz.com. All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather.
Intended for mature audiences.
I was trying to fight every fight. I sacrificed a lot. To get to where I got you.
What do you bring to the table?
All right, that's it. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingWiz.com
to get to where I got to.
BoxingWiz.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, live from Los Angeles. It is fight night. We have Wilder versus Fury. It's going down. Deontay Wilder, the Bronze Bomber. Tyson Fury, the Gypsy King. It's time for last minute predictions. On top of that, we will be giving you the newest betting line. So I want to let you know that the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. And listen, don't type when you can Skype. Add Nesta Gibbs on Skype and be part of the conversation. We got a jam-packed show. The whole gang is here, and we are ready to get this thing started. So we're going to go around the panel and just get into everybody, right? Why not? Who's up first?
Him, 50 million. Whether people thought it was real or not, motherfucker, we ain't playing. Who got time to play? I'm ready to whoop ass and get this money. You feel me?
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Red winner, huh? Look who in the building.
Hold up.
Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, baby? We're back here with another one. It's the day of the day, baby. Wilder versus Fury. December 1st, Staples Center. And we will be here tonight doing a live fight chat. I'm so excited. I'm ready to meet some of more of the TBB family from last night. Ready to see Wilder knock this guy out and become the lineal and WBC champion. I just think it's going to be a good day, man. And I'm just ready to smile and see this guy fall and see what the big announcement that Shelly has after the fight.
So your brother's bound and gagged, and they've chained him to a chair. Won't you please come to Chicago?
What is going on, you guys? Ringworld Denny here. Glad to be back. We're in LA doing a live fight chat. So that's exciting to have the TBB family. We are working. TBB will be doing a live fight chat tonight. However, I will be covering the fight from the Staples Center, getting you guys those interviews. So let's get to it. All right, then. Yes, it was Enrique, the fucking culprit, ruining a good start.
Let's go out to Mr. Cashweezy.
What's up, man? Yeah, I just want to say I'm going to fight too.
Stay focused. Stay working for my dad.
I'm going to fight too.
I'm
going to
fight too. If you come to fight, I'm going to fight
too. I'm going to fight too.
I think you're accurate.
Camera switch. What's up, man? I'm live. I'm in Los Angeles.
So Enrique is waiting for the camera switch. You forgot that there's lag?
My bad. What's up, everybody? I'm live in Los Angeles. Twisted lips all you want, but I'm here. Deontay Wilder, last minute picks. You know, I saw the weigh-in, and my thoughts did not change. I'm not. My mind is still set, and I'm ready to talk about it. Let's go. Yo, you check out the Wu-Tang. You don't know shit about boxing emblem. We out here. Cheer. Yeah.
You know, I'm actually glad that you said that your mindset didn't change, because the thing is, I don't know, just to play devil's advocate, not that mine has, but for those Wilder haters out there, I mean, there's audio of him saying, yo, give me my jacket. As soon as I get off the scale, make sure I get my coat. I'm sick, you know. And then there's also audio of Tyson Fury going way overboard, crossing the line definitely. So I don't know. What's your guys' thoughts on that? Yeah, you know, this is what happens when you're doing a lot of things. Thanks, Matt, for understanding. He's such an understanding guy. Let's go out to Matt, which, you know, the thing. Also, the other thing is you never sent me the intro.
I did.
I mean.
And I'm so muted. Well, at least you're not having that conversation.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, Nestor, finally unmuting me. And this is a great intro. I love it. Hipster's here. Here's Greer. You do have the intro. I texted it to you.
I have no clue what he's talking about. But I'm going to take responsibility for it. What
yes,
can I do?
Yes, yes, definitely need to. But anyways, hipsters here, haters beware. Maddie be good in the booth. Obviously, it is last-minute prediction show. So call in 1-425-569-5241 or add Nesta Gibbs on Skype to get your shit in. Because definitely, this is a fight that I feel like has been getting a divide amongst the fandom. Obviously, you have the U.S., U.K. side of it. On top of that, I think we have the added. Thank you, Ness. Just shout out to production and the new crib. But anyways, definitely call in. Like I said, 1-425-569-5241. Get in the queue. Press 1. Definitely hear all of your last minute predictions. Do you think that Fury makes it all 12? We were at the bar last night with a bunch of Fury fans, and they were very nice, very good people. But the delusion a little bit is definitely high. But yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a fun fight. Can't wait to see it. And obviously, should be a fun one. Anyone else have any opinions?
No, definitely. Like Matt was saying, we ran into some Wilder fans last night at the bar. We were at the Fighter Hotel. We saw Fury. We saw Jared Hurd. We saw J-Rock. We saw Joe Joyce. So it was interesting to see, talk to those fans and get their perspective on how they thought the fight would go.
I agree, and you know it's been a fun little fight week here, to be honest, because Tyson Fury fans. No, that's bad. That's bad. Anyways, to add to, I think there's a lot of Fury fans in the streets of LA. A lot of UK. People have come over for the weekend. I mean, that's good. It adds a little bit of excitement to it. You get a actual like fight week feel to it in LA. That's rare. That's rare.
It's very rare. And we actually ran into the Gypsy Queen last night. She was at the bar that we were at. We had a great time at that bar, and a lot of Wilder fans, a lot of Wilder support. Even some UK fans were there too. Ness had a little interaction with Coogan Cassius, and Ben Davidson, I think, was going to train Coogan for that maybe upcoming fight. So who knows? But I think everybody's in town and everybody's just ready to see this fight, man. I've been hearing people in the hallway. I've been getting DMs about this fight from people that don't even know boxing, that don't even watch boxing. But since Deontay Wilder went viral on Thursday, he opened up a whole new demographic of people, and they want to support and see him fight. So I'm excited. I know Ness is excited. I know pretty much the whole family is excited about this fight. So let's go ahead and break down and get into it.
Well, sorry, you go.
I wanted to find out, did you change your mind? Your pick. What's
you know
pick?
Me, baby. You know me. Talking. I ain't finna change it for nobody. Wilder today, Wilder tomorrow, Wilder for motherfucking ever.
what has changed, though? Like, nothing really has changed in the last 24, 48 hours.
I mean, we heard that snippet of him saying, I need my coat because I'm cold or whatever. But I did hear that shit that Fury said, some shit that I won't even repeat. But Ness has the soundbite.
Yeah, I'm not even going to play the soundbite. I didn't actually have the time to clip to the soundbite, but yeah, Enrique, I know I just cut you off.
No, I was going to say it was cool yesterday in California. It wasn't a warm.
No, it's been it's been cold all week.
It wasn't a warm California day. So he took his clothes off. His adrenaline was pumped. He got on the scale. He felt that breeze. It's cold. He doesn't want to get sick. So in his defense, I don't think he is sick. 212 pounds. Tyson Fury wants to bank on that. I don't think it's possible because he fought a Luis Ortiz at 245 pounds and stopped him.
And, you know, speaking of the weight, I mean, Tyson's 256. People are making so much about Deontay weighing 2 pounds less than he was his last fight. What does this mean for Tyson Fury? 256 is still 256. But I do want to say before any of my co-hosts jump on, we did have a rough start. Remember, we are on location here in Los Angeles for the Big Wilder versus Tyson. I was going to call him Tiny. I mean, you can help me, Matt. Matt is right here. He could literally, like, just go through all this. I know my soundboard looks cleaner than his. I mean,
whoa, that's debatable.
Easy for him to, help out. But, listen, we're here for last-minute predictions. You know, we want to know, did anything change for you? The betting line has changed. Tyson Fury is now the underdog. Like, he's expected to win. The bookies have him going to the 12th round.
Correct yourself. You mean Wilder is now the underdog?
No. Wilder's not the underdog. In certain props, he's now the underdog.
Yes.
Like, a knockout prop is now you get plus 105.
Dude, you could get plus 105 on Wilder by knockout. That's like saying, you know, I don't know. That's just free money. Like, what does Wilder do? He knocks out, and they're giving you money to pick it?
But Ness, you know what's crazy is that a lot of fans are just now looking at the odds. A lot of people wait to the last minute. I want to say maybe 3 weeks ago, William Hill was given a plus 185 on Wilder by knockout.
What?
Plus 185 on Wilder by knockout. I feel that maybe seeing how Fury came into the weigh-in.
How about you look at the camera? Your neck is going to break.
Your neck is going to break.
I got the neck brace, bro. I got the neck
brace. Yo, the people are in front of you.
So, you know, Wilder was a plus 185 by knockout about 3 weeks ago on William Hill. So, we'll see. Ness, I have been seeing a lot of comments from the listeners asking, what did Fury say? Can you clarify that for those?
All right.
You sure it's kind of.
No, I won't clarify it. I won't play it. I think what I can do is find the timestamp and let you and you listen to it yourself. You know what I mean?
It's on show.
I mean, but it's no big deal. Listen, let's just say this. It sounds like what Big Baby said but meant to AJ.
Way worse.
Yeah, it sounds way worse because he said it literal. But Big Baby used, you know, he was a bit discreet.
Well, I mean, if I recall correctly, Big Baby said that he would like to take Joshua's mother out on a date.
All right, yeah. So then Tyson Fury said the Triple X version of that.
No, but he said,
I'll make you.
Yeah. Some redneck hillbilly shit.
Yeah, he said some incest shit.
Yeah.
I really don't want to talk about it.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Matt wasn't here.
Yeah.
Listen, the point is Showtime knows what happened because
they highlighted it.
Someone has something open again. But Showtime knows what happened because they highlighted it. They added a different tone of audio like a beat to build the suspense. I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to go on the back end and find this for you guys. Since we're talking about it so much, it wasn't what I wanted to highlight. I want your last minute picks. This is a big fight. I don't really care about what exactly is getting these men. Listen, put that on the fucking yo. I'm gonna jump over there and kill y'all. Put that on that arm. Put that on that arm. Thank you. Thank
you. I'm gonna start it off. I'm gonna set it off. I'm still picking Wilder. There was a little bit of confidence. Now that there was a little separation. So you saw a little more toughness from Tyson Fury. When they were facing off their final press conference, he didn't have that same – he had the arrogance, but he did not have the toughness, you know, when they had the separation. I don't think things are going to change. I think we're going to learn who Deontay Wilder is tonight. And he will pose a big threat against AJ.
Big shout out to Jack Horn. He says he's bald. Yes, he is. But no, definitely, Chaz, I don't feel like
you're
there
muted.
Was that.
You're muted,
okay, great.
Am I black?
Yo, he's muted.
Wow, what a shit show. You are black.
Ooh, that's racist.
Yo.
No, your camera is black. It went blacked out. We are having slight difficulty. So what we're going to do is just go out to our sponsors, open up these phone lines to give us a little bit of breathing room to kind of get the bugs worked out. We're just making sure things are going to be running 100% for later on tonight. Go ahead, mate.
And for all the callers, keep it 100. Are you buying this fucking fight or are you stealing it?
Damn, stealing it. Let's go out to Mitty on Skype.
And first, the sponsors.
Yo. And before we do that, we're going to go to the sponsors, obviously. This is why it's good to have Matt back.
Yep.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Yo, Ness.
Yeah, we hear you, Mitty.
All right, cool. So I'm going to answer Mike first. I'm going to buy that fight, and I actually just bought it.
Yo, every time Sky brings it, this is my phone.
I'm a sucker because I said that I wouldn't buy it because I know the outcome and shit like that, but Wilder made me buy it by his aggressivity, and you know, I just want to see how he's going to do it. So my pick is Wilder. And it's not a last-minute pick. It's been my first-minute pick. You know, Wilder by KO within four rounds. So, but, you know, I knew he was going to do it, but now I think he's going to do it, like, very aggressively and in a nasty way, just by the way he looked, you know, at the weigh-in. And just, you know, I think he just wants to make a big, big statement, and I think he's going to do it. So that's it.
So basically, you buying into Wilder. Now he's made you a believer. Now you believe that
hold on a minute.
Now you believe he transitions from Deontay Wilder to the Bronze Bomber because it sounds exactly like that. It sounds like from his body language, his demeanor, it's giving you, you know, what you need to change your mind.
Let me tell you how I feel instead of you trying to just like put narratives, right? So I've always told you, for that specific fight that Wilder was going to do it because I don't believe that Fury should be in a position to fight Wilder just now and give him a decent fight. At the elite level, you can't just come off the 2-3 years layoff and have like two very, very soft touches and a few more months of training and go in there and give a competitive fight. He's a good fighter, but he's not going to be able to just do that because I think it's timing, ring rust, everything. Wilder is going to make him pay for all the mistakes.
Then how much?
That doesn't mean that Wilder is a different fighter. That it's just like the hype and the way he just came in, and you can see he has like rage. He has like something that he wants to prove to the world. It doesn't mean that he's going to give me like some kind of clinical display of boxing, and I'm going to turn into a wow, Wilder's the guy.
Were you concerned when Wilder came in at 212?
No. I like it. I like it because it means that, you know, when you have someone who's been, like, away from the ring and is likely to just have some ring rust, then you want to just be able to capitalize and to be super fast and just have, like, fast twitch reaction and all that. So that tells me that hopefully, like, he's going to go in and just do the job very quickly. Like, he's not looking just to dance around and all that. He just wants to trigger off, like, super fast. And, you know, it's not a concern. And he's not, like, that light anyway. He's just, like, well, he's usually at, like, 215, 214, 218. 212 is all good, man.
Mitty, you brought up a few of the reasons why Fury probably isn't ready for this level of fight. I think we can all agree with that. So with that on mind, where do we rate this fight for Wilder, like, in his career? Like, do we really...
It's a good fight. You know, you it doesn't matter. Like, you beat people who are in front of you, and when those people have a name and have a resume, you know, no one is going to come back in 5 years' time and say, oh, yeah, but you know what? Fury was this, was that. They're going to say, oh, man, he beat Fury, and Fury in his last fight before that beat Klitschko. So it's a good name. Like, let's not hate it. It will be a good name for AJ. It's a very good name for Wilder. So, you know, that is a decent fight. Yeah. You like saying that they are asterisks to wins? You know, I don't put any asterisks to wins. You beat whoever is in front of you. So, that, you know, that's the way I see things.
Okay. Thank you, Mitty. Anything else?
No, that's it. Like, hopefully you sort out your technical issues, and hopefully, like, who became black? Is it a Mexican that turned black, according to...
Puerto Rican.
It was a Puerto Rican. It was a Puerto Rican, bro. But, Mitty, man...
It was Enrique.
Right. It was no Enrique. Problem. But, as always, thank you for calling in and for being part of the show. Let me see. We got... It looks like JD in Texas... ready to chop it up with us. Once again, Mitty, thank you for calling in. If you want to join the show, it doesn't matter. Internationally, doesn't matter where you're calling in from. Add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Remember, don't type when you can Skype. You can also call from your mobile phone landline at 1-425-569-5241. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. And, it helps us obviously know what sort of content you enjoy. Let's go out to Texas, actually by way of Los Angeles.
JD, motherfucker.
A lot of things I like to do, so man, just try to, you know, my game. I don't know why they're going to call me, because I'm a 54 pounder, but I have a brother that's 160.
JD.
What up, JD? JD.
But did y'all mean me?
Yes.
Yeah, nigga.
Oh,
you.
Shit, we calling JD as Javier. My bad, Javier.
It's Javier.
Nah, because I see the JD. Yo, listen, we having issues, Javier. Knock it off with your that's cold bullshit. We already got one sensitive guy.
Hey, look, man. I don't know what happened. I just got called into the group chat. I'm here, though, you know. You know what I'm doing. I'm going to the fight. I'll be there tonight.
What's your prediction, baby?
Knockout. Sixth round. Deontay Wilder. Easy work. 212 means he at peak fitness. He probably about 5% body fat right now.
Okay.
He said he had a little cold at the weigh-in. Ain't nothing wrong with a little cold. He could be like Michael Jordan flu game.
That's a good point, good example. But where are you going to be sitting there, man? Like, let us know your view.
I'm section 106, row 11. It ain't that far. It's like I'll be like the first group of people in the stands, I think. So I ain't on the floor, but in the stands, like first group of people.
Let's play.
You already know we're balling out here.
Are you going to see all the fights, or are you going just to that main event?
Hey, but you know I got to watch the Bama game, so I'm after the Bama game, I'm heading over there.
If you're on Skype, you're not the caller, please mute yourself.
Damn, OJ. But yeah, you know, I got to, after this Bama game, I'm going to head over there. So that'll probably be about another hour and a half.
Bet. What we eating tonight?
Hey, man, get y'all stuff fixed.
What we eating tonight?
Shit, I don't know. Y'all said we were going to the bar or something after that. I don't know. Nessun flexing talking about. Nessun talking about he going to the after party. You know, and he be flexing.
Yeah. And she will be flexing.
We'll see, man. We'll see. Do we get that invite? I don't know about all that. We'll see, man. But Javier, hit us up if you're ready to come back. We're gonna jump out to some other callers here. Remember, last minute predictions. We're live on YouTube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Don't forget to subscribe right here to the YouTube channel. Hit that notification bell and get those notifications every time we go live. We're gonna go out to Dominic in Seattle.
What's good? Mike, Ness, Rob, everybody else.
What's going on, Dominic?
There's only one Deontay Wilder.
Let him know.
Yo, like I said, it came down the race once again, but my prediction is Deontay Wilder is going to prevail. He looked like a dog, like a dog that's been ready to fight for years. Like when he was up there, everybody's booing at him, but it's like he's an underdog to America who's been like that for years, and we need to remember that. Floyd's been like that. He's used to that shit. So no one wins by trash talking.
That's a damn good point.
We need to remember.
Why do you think that is with Deontay when he don't even give off that persona that Floyd gives off?
Okay, but Floyd, he's about money. He don't care if you call him a nigger or you slap him. Like, he will get bread and he will put hands on you. Like, look at Conor McGregor. He was supposed to lose. The bets was he was supposed to lose. So when you start worrying about this trash talking, this isn't America's Next Top Model or something like that. This is straight up boxing. You can talk the talk, but when you get in the ring, you gotta walk the walk. And seeing Tyson Fury is not built for it. I mean, he's built like a fucking child, like a mother. Like, he has love handles. And his girl looks like she sells a coke to him. So, I mean, I feel like Deontay Wilder. I feel like he's going to win. And everybody on this show needs to wake the fuck up and stop being sad. Like,
hey, baby, we both. I like this show. You give me a round and you tell me how Wilder going to beat Fury.
Man, real talk, I think it's going to take until 6 or 7 because Tyson Fury, he's never been hit in the stomach. His body stays in one place. As long as Deontay Wilder gets a little bit lower and gets him, he can hit him.
So he's saying that Deontay got a bigger target. He got more space to hit.
I mean, yeah, but that's also more weight to lean on Deontay's 212 frame.
But how long does that last, the leaner?
I think what he's banking on is the fact that Deontay can maybe move around the ring and, like, keep his endurance up with that 225 frame that he probably coming into the ring tonight more than Tyson Fury will be able to. Because I think Fury may gas out.
I believe you. Tyson Fury moves, but I don't see him dancing. Deontay also dances.
What you mean dances, B?
Like, he got the movement. Like, so he could shuffle with you all night. I think Tyson going to play it safe tonight. He might go in round 1 and 2 and then feel that power, see that agility, and say, oh, I got to avoid this. And hopefully he lasts through it and tries to make Deontay look bad and lose off of points. But I think Deontay wants to take his head off for everything he said, and I believe we're going to see it.
You know, another thing you got to realize, kind of two things to touch on. Wilder's fought big guys, so having that heavy weight is nothing new to him, one. And two, these are heavyweights, so I don't necessarily see a huge weight gain overnight as we would any other weight class because they're heavyweights. They don't have to make a weight. They just have to be over the 200-pound limit. So I think that we'll probably see Deontay maybe 215, 216. I think it'll be extremely close to what he weighed in yesterday. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. You said Wilder has fought bigger guys, but has he ever fought a guy that big?
Try putting the mic in front of you.
I don't want to move it.
You have to move it.
You have to. Like,
you was fucking bitching a while ago.
Luis Ortiz.
You can do that, yes.
Was what, like 250?
He's not the height, though. He's not 6'9".
Okay, yeah, I saw Tyson Fury yesterday in person. I didn't know he was that tall. I didn't change my mind, though, on my prediction.
Me either. I'm just saying, how the guy, 6'9", and has that kind of skill and has and is that big. Whoever seen a guy like that versus Wilder in the ring? And the answer is no. So it's a possibility that something crazy could happen tonight.
There's always a possibility something crazy could happen, especially the heavyweight.
I haven't changed my prediction either. I got Wilder between 8 and 10.
8 and 10. That's late. Matt Hunter.
Yes.
Let's hear your prediction. You didn't get into it.
Well, my prediction hasn't changed at all from the Thursday show. It is definitely a 7th to 9th round KO, and it should be easy in the sense that Tyson Fury is not going to really present that much offensive danger to Wilder. He may win rounds off activity and just elusiveness, right? But he's not going to put Wilder in spots where we have to worry about it, right? Or Wilder has to worry about it. He's going to be in a hole in terms of scoring, but that doesn't matter for Wilder because it never does. So 7th to 9th round KO, easy. Fury might win 3 or 4 rounds, but again, there are going to be rounds where it's not like he's landing a lot. There are going to be rounds where it's just a lot of non-activity, really.
We're not going to see a Stiverne.
No, I don't think that. I can see why people think that, just the way because Wilder's acting in this fight is reminiscent of that second Stiverne fight, like just the energy of Wilder, but I still think Fury is just far more elusive than Stiverne. Stiverne's a static statue. Next to Fury, let's be honest. So that should be, you know, the only saving grace for Fury and allow him to get to the later rounds.
Did you notice Fury's was more confident yesterday during the weigh-in opposed to the last conference?
I'll allude to this very quickly. I think I mentioned this on the Thursday show about Tony Bellew and the Usyk comparison, how Tony Bellew was all energetic, all that energy. He had the cardio dump, right? He had that nervous energy. That's how I saw it from Fury in the weigh-in. I saw a guy that had that nervous energy that was getting excited, and the fight hasn't even started yet.
Now, that same excitement, we didn't see him perform that way on the final press conference when they were face-to-face, and it got really heated, and you could see the Deontay Wilder spirit. You know, you could smell it, you see it, feel it.
At the same time, you know, people are going to react different when you have – you know, 5-6 people between you and you got security holding you back. So at the press conference, they were face-to-face, and it wasn't the same reaction that we saw from Fury yesterday. But like I said, when you got 5-6 people between you, now you want to be the bad motherfucker, right? So it is a little different.
It's a hold me back.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and as soon as I was front row for the weigh-in yesterday, as soon as the security guard that was right there with Fury put his hand on Fury's bare stomach, which he needs to wash his hands after that. After he did that, it was now I'm the bad man. Now I want to come after you. You get what I'm saying? So I get what you're saying, Cass, totally do. But at the same time, it was totally different from the press conference because now you got 5-6 people in between you.
I agree as well. So what are the odds Fury goes all 12?
The actual betting odds or what we think is going to happen? What do you mean by odds?
Like, do you believe that's possible? Highly.
No.
I do. If you look at Wilder's track record since becoming champion, Wilder has not necessarily so he doesn't have like early knockouts since being champion. He has 2. This is his 8th defense. So in his 7 defenses that he's currently had as to this moment, he's only had 2 knockouts before the 6th, and then everything else has been after, somewhat late. So I personally feel that Wilder gets a late stoppage. If it goes decision, though, I wouldn't be surprised. Fury does bring some boxing skill into the game.
We also said when he fought Luis Ortiz, we saw how he comes back from adversity. When he fought Stiverne, he was going all out. But when he fought Luis Ortiz, I heard people say, oh, we know he could box. So the boxing part.
We know who could box.
Wilder.
Oh.
So now the boxing part of of Tyson Fury against Deontay Wilder's boxing, we're not going to see a boxing clinic from both guys, right? We want to see somebody get knocked out. I think Tyson's coming in to take a head off too, but I don't think it's going to work. And I see it earlier.
We can't hear you, Mike, when you're not on the mic.
You sound
way.
Like you in another
You can yell
apartment.
In the room, and we can't hear you.
Yeah.
Dude's mega hard-headed.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
To address your point, Enrique, I don't think Fury does that because he really doesn't have a track record of doing that.
He doesn't have a track record, but he's saying it. He's saying.
He said the same thing against Klitschko, man.
All right, so does that mean Wilder is under the skin? Everyone's saying he got under Tyson got under Wilder's skin, but I believe Wilder is under Tyson's skin, and that's why he's out of character.
I feel at this point both men are honestly fed up with the promotional tour, the biggest fight for each of them. Neither has been on a stage of this magnitude, even for Fury in the Klitschko fight. You know, the stakes is different. It's a lot of promotion. And I feel that both men are honestly fed up, especially Wilder. Extremely fed up and just wants to get it over with, just wants to get it in the ring. We saw the true raw emotion in Wilder at the press conference on Wednesday, and he's just over it. He's done. I truly don't think that he dislikes Fury. I don't think that, you know, there's true beef. You know, you love talking about what's beef, Kaz. I don't think that there's really beef. I just think that they're done.
Business.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's business, but absolutely. In the fight game, business is beef.
No, not necessarily. Look,
not beef, but a psychological war, and that becomes beef.
Perhaps, but not when I talk beef is when, you know.
Well,
like,
Wilder, what Fury said about Wilder during the Showtime weigh-in, that's drama. That's beef.
But look, if it was truly beef, let's be real. If it was truly beef, Wilder would have reacted. Yo, that man did not move. He didn't react in a single way. Wilder,
that's another, that's scarier reaction.
Well, see, but here's my thing. Wilder, to me, in my opinion, is just over all the talk, and he's ready to step into that squared circle. Matt, what is your thought?
I definitely agree more with what you're saying, that this is just purely business. And plus, we know that they've texted each other before. Like, when Fury was on his comeback trying to get clean, Wilder was very friendly in that process and very helpful in that process from what everyone has said. So, like you said, I think this is business. The fight's happening. Like, they're done with it. Like, they're over the shit talk. And they're over the build-up. Like, it's been a longer build-up than I would say most boxing fights nowadays. Like, we're used to the Mayweather, like, 4-week notice, 5-week notice, right? Even though we all sort of know the opponent, but still, they don't announce it 5 weeks till the fight, right? We've had a good 10, 12-week build-up to this fight.
I mean, I feel like it's been bigger. It was early August when Ness went over to Belfast for the announcement. You're talking September, October. You're talking nearly 4 months.
No, but that was 16, that was the Tyson Fury fight.
Yes. And on top of that, I just want to address, we can all sort of give our last minute prediction on this, the buy rate. Because obviously that is, other than the fight itself, that's probably the biggest storyline in this fight, is that this is Wilder's first attempt at pay-per-view. Can't PBC create this pay-per-view star?
Honestly, I want people's predictions, but I know before the fight we're going to get a lot of hateful predictions, and I don't know if we should focus on numbers more than the actual
it can
fight.
Be more, no, I'm talking about us in
That's
the panel.
That's afterwards.
I'm talking about us in the panel. Like, because I, to be honest, in terms of just the scene with the social media trends and all that, what's happening right now, seeing how many people are out here from the UK, this is bigger than maybe what I previously thought. I can see this hitting 400. 500 still seems too high. But 450, like, that seems completely realistic.
Yeah, I was super impressed with the weigh-in and how many people turned up. Yes. It definitely felt like an event. I mean, the cheers were loud, and I mean, the people were beautiful. A lot of attractive people in general. I mean, Ken Porter was there. A lot of stars came out. Deontay Mom was there. It was just a lot going on.
It was a festival. And I'm going to rewind and go right back to the beef and the business. Yes, Deontay Wilder's a nice guy, but he told you. That spirit bronze bomber comes out. That's where the beef is, and he hopes you don't die.
See, I continue to repeat myself. I don't feel that it's necessarily beef. You know, he comes in, he handles business.
What's beef?
I mean, you talking about
beef?
The
beef is when I see you. You're guaranteed to be, and I see you.
And what does bronze bomber want to do?
No, what has he done? Every motherfucker that he's got in the ring with has gone where? I see you. That's a fact.
Thank you.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
See, that's business.
Nah.
That's business.
You know what that is?
Malik Scott. Malik Scott, one of his closest friends. That ain't beef. That's business.
Who are you? Who are you?
Chant is all wrong. Yeah, his chant. His chant.
Who are ya? Who are ya?
I know. His chant.
Who are you? American version.
Who are you? Let's go to a caller, man. We've been talking forever.
You?
Ness, you want to go to a caller? You're still doing some shit over there.
Are we all having a media after party?
We're going to go to the ringers because without our Patreons, we wouldn't be able to do this. I wouldn't be able to afford the big mixer case that I brought this mixer over. We'll be going out to KM Star. Last minute predictions. Who you got? Talk to us.
Hey, guys. Been a while. It's football season, so I guess I've fallen off a little bit. It's been a while since I've called in. But I love the coverage of the show. I'm absolutely buying the pay-per-view. It's $75. It's kind of pricey. But, you know, it's a quality event. It's worth supporting the fight, in my view. So I'm definitely going to buy it. And I feel like some of you guys are kind of under-evaluating Tyson Fury's, like, the challenge he could potentially pose for Deontay Wilder. I know Deontay Wilder's got the power, et cetera. Tyson Fury looks like he's got a 70% knockout rate. I don't know. You know, I think the level of competition is a little bit less than Deontay's competition at that point, you know. But, I mean, he's a 6'9" man, and I think we've seen every time a really tall fighter faces another equally tall fighter, it's kind of something they really have to work to adjust to. I'm sure Deontay brought in the right height, you know, guys for his training camp, but that's still training camp and different than being in a fight. And you know what I mean? So I honestly don't know that I would predict this to go the way some of you guys are predicting it. You know, I favor Wilder. I think it might just be a 12-round decision victory for him. I'm not sure why I feel that way. I mean, all the evidence does point towards, like, what you guys are saying. Hey, he's got the punch. He's been more active, et cetera, et cetera. I just feel like Tyson Fury wouldn't even have taken this fight if he didn't think he stood a good shot. He's really big. You know what I mean? Like, I think he looks in great shape. I don't know, the guy's talking about his love handles and stuff, but I mean, he's a 240-pound, 6'9" man. I mean, he looks like he's ready to fight, in my opinion. And I'll leave off there. I won't continue, you know, to go on and on about it, but I think this is going to be a good event. I hope it lives up to the hype, because that $75 price tag is really steep for me. That's it.
I agree. Thank you, Cam. Sorry, great call. We had the next caller, Ness.
Absolutely, brother. We're going to stay in that fashion and head on out to Detroit, another one of our patrons. Head on over to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice and find out all about these great guys supporting this awesome podcast and using these perks. They're both cutting this very thick-ass line. You will hear some of these people and how long they've been there, because there is a lot of people there. Shout out to everybody tuned in. We appreciate it. Detroit, stand up.
Straight to the point for those with attention deficit. I'm so repetitive, so I gotta repeat. Famous from the streets to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me, I'm coming with that heat.
Yo, what up?
What up?
It's fucking fight night, man. Y'all sound like, I know y'all in California on that legal weed and shit, but y'all sound like way too nonchalant for a fucking fight night. Talk about heavyweight fight of the world. Like, come on.
Yo,
fellas,
I'll be honest.
You know what I mean?
It's the energy, B. The energy's all fucked up, man. We out here trying to shine with some new... We trying to do some new equipment and give you guys a new look. Things ain't running the way we wanted to. So, we you know, it's okay, though, because this is the show before the show. We'll be back for the live fight chat. As soon as that bell rings, we are live. And then we're going to do the immediate reaction as well. So, yeah, man, just running through some hiccups. So the energy is in there because a lot of things we're doing in the back end.
No, definitely. And thank you for calling, brother. It's always great to have our callers call in, our listeners, I mean. And unfortunately, I will miss the live fight chat, but I will be giving you guys coverage from the fight live at the Staples Center. And like you said, this is a little frustrating, but we are on the road. We got people from all different states, and we're here to basically give you guys a show, our pre-fight predictions, and we will get all the flaws worked out for the main event tonight.
You know, that's how it go with me. I ain't worried about that. You know what I'm saying? But on to my prediction. Mine's going to be strange, man. I do see Wilder stopping Fury in maybe the 9th or 10th. But I got a feeling that Fury might knock Wilder down. Maybe it's just me. I mean,
it is.
I don't see it going to a decision or anything, but I know. Fuck you too, man. Pull a comb. I see him maybe knocking him down once. You know, Wilder can't get himself out of position and off balance sometimes. And as fast as he is, and I mean, he's an elite and versatile athlete, but I mean, he's put himself out of position a few times and got caught with some shots that stunned him. You know, I don't think Fury's got all that much power, but I mean, didn't fucking Kovalev just get knocked out by Lita Alvarez, who got like 54% or 38% KO average? So I mean, you know, and we talking heavy, so anything possible.
But Alvarez does have a history of knockouts. Like, that would be the difference. Like, Alvarez has been known to have some power. Fury is not.
I mean, yes and no. Even he said leading up to that fight he was going to try his best to, but he knew he wasn't well known for knockouts. But that's my pick. You know, that's how I see it anyway. I'm going to the movies to watch this fight on IMAX, actually. I got my ticket.
Oh, nice. Yeah, definitely let us know how that IMAX experience is for the fight. I hear it's pretty fun.
Oh, it's actually nice. I did that for the Canelo Triple G fight. Good. I mean, I wouldn't get a seat up close, but it's good for his money. I mean, you know me. I'm going to go outside, smoke my blunt, and I'll have my cowboys liquor in our purse. So be there all night. But as I always say, man, please make sure you push the thumbs up. Share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. Oh, yeah, and you was talking about how long was I waiting in line. I pushed one, and then KM Star went before me, and then I was online. So y'all should get on Patreon and get your status up. But as I always say, man, make sure you push the thumbs up and share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. Peace.
Thank you, Stainless. Always great to have you on as we head to another caller. You want to talk? Mr. Canelo Swift?
No, I just wanted to say thank you to all our callers. We had, to me, it's a blessing. We had a lot of TBV family in LA for this mega event last night, so we got the pleasure to hang out with a lot of our TBV listeners, Info Joe, JD from Texas. So it was truly nice to be able to do that. And at the same time, you know, meet people. For me, this was my first time meeting a lot of the listeners. So it was beautiful, a great experience. So thank you all. Eric Cruz was there, JD, Info Joe. So
we had a mob.
Great,
we had a whole mob. We had like 20 people plus.
Yo, you would have thought we were like a fighter camp because it was literally a gang of us.
We definitely had looks, definitely.
So
I
go ahead.
I pulled up from the airport, and I just ran into a whole group. They ran up to me like I was, you know, Michael Jackson or something.
Like you wasn't shit.
Yeah.
Who the hell ran up to you like you was Michael?
That's a made-up story.
I mean, that's a little bit exaggerated.
That's a made-up story.
Yo, people ran into me. Cash.
Wait.
Yo, Cash, what up?
People you know?
True story.
That's what's up. Let's get a quick call. We got in the chat. Oh, shit, I seen Doomsday.
See Fugatti.
I see AD hating ass. Jack Sullivan. Fugatti.
Mr. Fat Apples.
Fat Apples hating ass. Jack Killsby hating ass. Bayside, what up?
Hating ass.
Ronald Jenkins, what up? All right, let's get to some calls. We got hella callers. But, yeah, let's do it. I mean, Matt, handle that. I'm going to go to Orlando Majid. Talk to me. We need a timer. Majid. And he dunked, so we're going to Chris, New York. Talk to me.
Yo, what's good, Ness? What up, Matt? It's been a minute.
What up?
Oh, I think I heard Casual, too. What's going on? I don't know if Mike's there.
Yeah, what's up,
I spoke to Mike. What's going on, man? Yeah,
right.
I think this fight is definitely going to be easy for Wilder, man. You know, Fury's been... He had all the drug issues. He's on coke and all that stuff. You got to take this sport seriously. You can't come off a 2-year layoff and fight Francisco Pianeta and this other dude and think you're going to be somebody on the caliber of Wilder. And since I've seen everything that happened with Coogan Cassius, we need to have that set up, you know, maybe a border wars with you versus Coogan next time, man.
Nah, they find that offensive. The Brits find that offensive.
Yeah, he said I'm a dick for doing that.
Yeah, Coogan hates you, man.
Yeah, Coogan's always on some next stuff, all those guys over there. And Eddie Hearn's a straight-up liar, but I know that Wilder...
I got another video, though. I got another video to release, probably
Patreon
only. Another one, though, with Patreon only, because Ben Davidson offered to train him.
And he offered
to split.
That's
what's up.
Listen, Coogan isn't scared. He definitely said, who's the A-side, right? And I said, no, you the A-side, because I'm reasonable. Like, Wilder, I'm reasonable. You understand? I understand. So it's like, no, you the A-side. But, you know, they want to know split. I said, look, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, and I'm definitely ordering this fight, too. I'm just waiting till 6:45, because on the East Coast, we got we're Optimum at least. Got to wait till 6:45 before we can order it. I'm definitely supporting Wilder. He spoke up for the people. You know, he's our champion, and I'm backing this guy. So that's all I got for tonight, man. You guys have a good night. Enjoy L.A.
Chris, man, thank you for calling in. We're going to go out to Anthony from the 408. Talk to me.
Yo, TBV, what's going on?
What up?
I just wanted to come in here and say my prediction. I touched on it a little bit yesterday. I was watching the Cunningham versus Tyson fight, and I think that's exactly how it's going to go down tonight. I think Tyson's going to dance around a little bit and get cocky early, and then Wilder's going to drop him, and Tyson's going to change his whole style. He's going to put his body weight on him and wear Wilder out. I know you guys are Wilder fans and everything like that, but I really think Tyson has superior boxing skills. And Deontay, I wish the best for him, man. I always loved punches throughout history, but I think historically the skilled boxer is usually going to beat the big power puncher if the big power puncher lacks fundamentals. And I think that's what we're looking at tonight, man. I do think smart money's on Deontay by knockout, but I think Tyson has a hell of a chin, 250 pounds, 6'9". I think he will get knocked down.
Anthony, thanks for calling in. Fred Thomas, we out here. Hit us on a DM, and we can link up. But make sure you do it quickly before the fight. We're going to go out to the Baltimore area, none other than Troy.
Hey, what's up, man? I have this feeling that Fury's going to fight Southpaw. I don't know why. He can. He's actually good at it. He can. But I don't see him winning because his style, he needs to be more active. And he hasn't been active because he's more of a timing, moving, irky-jerky type. Y'all call him a boxer. He needs timing and all that for that. His legs are gone and he doesn't have his timing. Wilder, he's going to catch him later on, probably, maybe after the 7th round, and then the fight's going to be over. And I think a caller mentioned, I think the energy of the show, right? Okay, well, the truth is the fight doesn't have any intrigue because most people believe Wilder's going to knock him out because Fury hasn't done anything in 3 years. That's why there's no energy.
I would say that's not the case for why we don't have energy. We do have a lot of technical shit, new shit happening right now on the show. We're on location, a lot of stuff.
Not only that, I mean, just the assessment overall, I think it's false, man. I mean, how many people were at that weigh-in, and how many people are watching this live stream? How many tickets have already been sold?
Like, yeah, there's interest. Definitely interest in this fight.
I mean, how many movie stars they reported are coming? Look, how many celebrities are reported? I don't know.
Because I want to touch on this a little bit. You know, lately, nowadays, we see a little more crossover from, like, MMA media, boxing media in terms of coverage. All MMA media is talking about this fight. Ariel Helwani, all the big wigs, they're all talking about Wilder Fury, how exciting it is, how interesting the buildup has been. Like, everyone that loves fighting is into this fight in some shape or form. If they're hating on it, they're still going to hate it. You know how that is. Like,
you know how we're doing last-minute prediction?
Yes.
I think the energy was dead the first moments early predict not the predictions, the press conference.
Oh, okay.
Like
what,
the promotion.
What do you mean?
Because the caller said, oh, the energy is not there. But the energy this week built up. It peaked.
Oh, absolutely.
So the energy exists. You feel it. I felt it yesterday. So, nah, the energy is alive and well, and we'll see the light up the sky.
And you can see it in downtown L.A. by the Staples Center, all over. You definitely see that there's a fight. Now, I will be honest, though. Some people, Matt, you know, some people don't know what's going on over here.
Well, of course, that's L.A. That's always going to be that way. L.A., just like New York. I mean, you can probably walk down MSG or around MSG when there's a big fight there and say, oh, you know the big fight? And people are going to be like, what big fight? And it's going to be Canelo Fielding. You know, like that's going to happen in every big mega city with tens of millions of people. So that's not really too much of a concern for me because obviously there is a crowd for the fight here. We walk down the streets. You see Fury fans. You see Wilder fans.
No.
All up and down the street.
And you know, I've been putting those UK dudes on blast. I'm like, I smell Fury. And right out, they jump out the window. They let me know they're Fury fans. So Fury definitely has fans here, and he brought them here. He mentioned yesterday in the weigh-in that he felt like they came from different parts, not just the UK.
Well, you know, we talked about, I think it was a poll you mentioned on social media. Maybe it was,
Steve Kim had a poll.
Yeah. And how
Fury's the favorite
but
now.
I think a big part of that is because there is a huge part of the UK boxing fandom interested in this fight. For them, it's sort of that barometer for AJ in some quasi form, even though Fury is not anything like AJ. Plus, first real big fight in every division in a while. Because even though we had like AJ Klitschko, we had Klitschko and Fury. This fight seems like it's the start of something different, a new era for the heavyweight division, and I think that is sort of a breath of fresh air, and I like that.
Go ahead, Cass. Go ahead, Cass.
I just want to say, well, Deontay Wilder and AJ brought the heavyweight back division back. So that's why you see it.
I mean, what you mean by that? I think you know what?
No.
I'm not even going to give Wilder credit. Like, AJ brought the division back.
He brought the division back, but the protagonist is Deontay Wilder.
No. The protagonist is AJ. The antagonist.
Antagonist, my fault.
Is Wilder. And you can anti-hero. You want to use any sort of.
I don't think so. No.
It's clear that AJ is the golden boy and Wilder's the
He's the golden boy.
Wild.
Okay. I get it. That's cool.
All right. Well, let's go out to Bo. In Stockton, California, stand up. It is fight night. Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury. Last minute picks.
Yo,
who you got?
Yo, what's happening, y'all? Man, I'm so mad. Every time y'all come to the West Coast, man, I'm always busy. Got something planned, man. One of these days, I'm gonna make it. You feel me? First of all, I want to give a shout out to Casual. Give a shout out to you. You know, on the Exploration of America. You know about your history a little bit. I give you a shout out. I'm a history teacher, so I know what's up.
Thank you.
Secondly, what you call? I got Wilder in eight round knockout. That's what I got. What you call? Tyson, he seemed too nervous at the weigh-in. He was doing too much. I think that's his negative, or nervous energy, you feel me? That's what I think it was for him. But I think it's a knockout eighth round. And for sure, I'm buying it. I bought it 2 days ago. So, yeah, that's my call, y'all. I'll get out to y'all. Hopefully, I'll catch y'all next round. All right. Oh.
Thank you for the call. Great call.
Thank you for calling in. We're going to go to Oliver in Bermuda.
Yo, how's everyone? Can you hear me?
All good.
How's Bermuda?
Good. Bermuda's good. Bermuda's really good. I just want to give kudos to both champs, both Fury and Wilder, for doing the fight. And I think another reason why Fury did take the fight, like, I clown the UK fans, but one thing I feel they do have over us here in the West is that they still support their fighters even after a loss. You know, and I do feel that was another reason why Fury was willing to take the fight. I got Wilder. I think he's going to knock him out in the latter part. The second half of the fight. I'm definitely purchasing. I'm going to the bar with some friends, but I'm purchasing the fight for my wife to watch. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really excited to catch everything. And what's the cost for Patreon? Because you know I'm tired of waiting. I'm not that patient. And y'all do. I want to give kudos to you guys as well with your coverage and everything. I really do appreciate it. So what is it, like $2 a month, $5 a month?
$3. There's different tiers. $3 a month is the lowest. $5, $10. It goes up with different rewards and perks.
Yeah. All right, sounds good. Also, do you guys take bets among, people who support your podcast? Let's say people who go to like the after parties or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely take bets amongst TBB family members. But yeah, like Eric Cruz is here. You know, Jay from Orlando is here. Anthony in Cincinnati. I mean, so many family members. Santiago.
Got you.
So you know.
Got you.
We just got to know you, then we can trust you with.
For example, Alex from Australia here in town. Alex from Australia here in town. We made two bets last night that we were very drunk when we made them, and the loser has to shave his head. You know, depending on the bet. No.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Listen. Speaking of Santiago, we're gonna go out to Santiago in LA right here with us, and will be joining us later on for our live fight chat and immediate reaction. Santiago, what it do?
Hey guys, not much. Just here right now celebrating my nephew's 4th birthday on the same day as to enjoy and celebrate. And I definitely look forward to being there. I definitely look forward to being there for the viewing party. Wish I could have brought my friends with, but it is what it is. And if I wasn't with you guys, I definitely would have been catching this in theaters. The Regal and Cinemark by my house have always shown boxing matches whenever they've been in theaters. So that would have been an easy way for me to circumvent having to pay $75. And my prediction's still the same. I still think Wilder gets the knockout, but definitely I was impressed to see that while Fury was only 12 pounds shy of his career lowest. So definitely Wilder has a bigger target, a wider target. I was having this conversation with Casual, and it's going to be interesting to see how they use their physical attributes to their advantage because they are more or less the same height. But you all obviously can see that between the two of them, Wilder's naturally skinnier, Tyson's naturally heavier. So it'll be interesting to see how they take that into an account.
Great points. I agree with a lot of what you say.
Santiago, as always, thanks for calling in. Gabe in Salt Lake City, it's been a long time. Talk to me.
Yo, what's going on, TVV, man? It has been a long time. It's good to hear Matt. You know, I'm always listening, just working. But let's get into this. You know, I have to go with Deontay as well. I think it's going to be around the 10th round, but Tyson's been out of the ring for 3 years with that drug addiction and stuff and depression. So I heard a lot of you guys saying, you know, he's going to be down on the cards and then he's going to get the knockout. That's kind of what the prediction is. So if it goes to decision, do any of you see Fury winning, or is it just Deontay either by knockout or decision?
I mean, that's definitely my fucking worry, that it goes decision and Fury could get the win. I'll tell you this, though. Last I checked, Deontay Wilder was a plus 650 to get the decision, which means the bookies don't believe he will. But we all know he did versus Bermain. Is Bermain Tyson? No, I'm not saying that. But we know he has the ability to box. He showed that in the first Bermain-Stiverne fight. He stood behind the jab. He threw a lot of right hands. I actually watched that back here with the guys last night. So he can win a decision, and $10 or $100, I mean, you can put $10 and make $65, or put $100 and make $650 if he happens to win the decision.
Okay.
Do you believe he's going to knock Fury down? I mean, Cunningham put him down, so it is possible to win a decision with a few knockdowns. He knocked Ortiz down three times.
I was quoting Matt. I'm sorry, Wilder. Go ahead, man. Sorry.
Go ahead, Gabe. Don't worry about it.
No, so I was actually – I think I was quoting Matt. Matt said that Wilder's pretty much predictable. You know, I could see the prediction, too, that he's going to be down on the cards, get that knockout. So that's how I was going. And then the last question I want to take out to you guys, because you guys want to talk about numbers and stuff for the pay-per-view. So let's go back, like, the last three pay-per-views that I can remember. So let's say Canelo's the major pay-per-view, right, that 1 million mark. Let's say the other one I'm thinking of is the Terrence Crawford one, which would be like the shitty mark, you know. And then let's say Triple G with that Daniel Jacobs around that 250 mark.
if you could compare it to those three, where do you guys think this would land? And that's my call. Go support TBV. Please hit that thumbs like. There's like 600 people. Motherfuckers, hit the thumbs up. I'm out. Thanks.
Very quickly. Very quickly, just to add some facts, the Triple G Jacobs fight was not 250,000 pay-per-view buys. It was like
170, 190 maybe?
I think this is easily bigger than that.
Very quickly, the tails of the tapes. What sticks out the most is the 2-inch reach of Tyson Fury. And then
Two-inch reach advantage. That he has over Deontay Wilder.
And he also has 2-inch height.
Yes, he's 6'9", Wilder's 6'7".
Right. That's why when I saw him in person, I didn't expect that he was 6'9". I thought maybe 6'5", 6'6".
But if you had the ability to have either body, they say, look, you could wear this body like clothes. Which one would you want?
Obviously, Wilder. There's a little flat.
Why is it obvious? You don't know. There's, you know, the Palo Gusto se hicieron los colores. So what that means is, you know, there's people out there.
For your liking, you got the colors.
Yeah, you know, there's people out there that like everything, a little bit of everything. But, Daniel, I know you had something on your mind.
No, absolutely. And, Kaz, actually, I was going to bring up the tail of the tape. What does stand out is that reach advantage. But at the same time, it is not nothing spectacular. He does have a 2-inch height advantage as well. We did see Fury in person. And as we said, to me, it's always – and Max Kellerman – says this a lot, right? It's who would you rather be? Me personally, I'd rather be Wilder.
Why would you rather be Wilder? When Fury's such a great boxer, Wilder doesn't have a win over the dude that is the man, so you hold the title that I beat the man. Wilder isn't considered the lineal champion. Wilder, obviously, on fight night, isn't even the favorite. Wilder, according to Tyson Fury and Coogan Cassius, IFL TV video isn't even known in LA. Why would you rather be him?
That's fine. Like at the end of the day, Wilder, yo, you've never heard Wilder get caught up into some shit. Wilder is a focused and determined individual. You know, Wilder remains focused on his craft. You know, he's had honestly no issues, to be quite frank. To me, Wilder is the person I would rather be in this matchup. The active fighter, the fighter with the one punch knockout power. You understand? So
you're saying that from the outside before the fight. That question is always posed during the fight.
That is correct. Yes. No, absolutely. That is 100% correct. That question is post-fight. But to me, as of yesterday at the weigh-in, we saw Fury last night at his hotel, but I'd rather be Wilder. I'd rather be Wilder. He's been active. Regardless of him beating Klitschko or not, you know, obviously Fury's the one that dethroned him. However, Wilder has been active. He hasn't had the fucking 150-pound weight gain.
Speaking about, we saw Tyson Fury in his hotel. I was with you. No one was crowding him. So he's also as equally as popular.
Well, you know, let's be fair. At the end of the day, his home country is halfway across the world.
Okay.
One.
Yeah, but if we're being fair, I was in his home country, and Wilder was equally as popular. If not more, like, I did specific videos because I knew that this day would come. And I'm like, let me show the people what is really going on versus what people are saying that he's unknown. Because in the UK, he's fucking known.
All right. That's also because the UK has a massive boxing, like, fan base right now. And they know everyone. That's why they came all the way to fucking LA for Fury Wilder.
So, absolutely, Matt. Abso-fucking-lutely. So, that is exactly what I was going to touch on. The UK has a true and loyal boxing fan base. You got to realize we have many different sports here in the U.S. In the UK, it's really soccer and boxing, if we're being realistic in that order. So, absolutely, Matt, you made a fantastic point.
Daniel.
Yes.
Fuck all that. Wilder winning on God and them.
But who is in them? Who is in them?
We gotta.
And them is Matt.
Yo,
Mike.
Yo, fall back, homie. Day, he got excited, grabbed the mic. Like, yo, our ears are here.
They are bleeding now.
Don't touch the mic.
He always get into his Eric B. Rakim day. He starts grabbing the mic.
Hey, Ness, I got a question though.
Nah, but let him. I mean, hold.
No.
Hold on.
Did anybody hear the? He was about to say,
man,
fuck
ass.
Yep.
No, look, though. Coach. Check it out. Is it just me? Or
did I put him in a full Nelson last night?
No.
Did I make his head my feet ottoman?
Oh,
did I use his head as an ottoman?
Oh, no. Bro. No, because Mike told me he's seen it all, and he said that the Danny Lyon, he ain't get put in no full Nelson.
Okay.
Look, check it out.
Who the fuck is that guy?
I know. Who is Danny? We're talking Fury Wilder. We're talking Fury Wilder.
I'm nobody. I am nobody.
Who are ya? Who are ya?
It's
who
are ya? Who are ya?
Yo, how don't you know the chant? I guess Fury's not that popular. No, that's bullshit.
No.
So, look, any undercard fights we're excited about?
Absolutely.
Fighters, yes. Fights, no.
No fights. I'm actually excited about Travis Kaufman, Luis Ortiz. I think that Kaufman's father and his son did a good job of selling me. The fact that he relocated for camp. I know you're like, oh, Ness, you're just saying that because his father called you out on an interview saying that his son is a tune-up. But remember, I did go to Houston. The dude looks different. I wonder. And you got to think, if you were given that opportunity to change your child's life, relocate, all that. I mean, the $1 million ticket, the Willy Wonka ticket. I mean, aren't you going to try your hardest? I'm just saying. I'm not saying he's not an underdog. I'm not saying he's not getting knocked out. I'm not saying he's going to win. I'm just saying there's a slight tick on the barometer and intrigue. All of a sudden this fight is, oh, Conor ain't worthy. No. I'm just going to be watching now.
All right.
Invest.
I see what you're saying.
So, to me, obviously we do have the Adonis Stevenson, Gustafsson fight from Canada.
What? What was that? That alcohol is serious. He said we got the Adonis Stevens Gustafsson.
You definitely mentioned MMA fighter. You definitely mentioned Alexander Gustafsson instead of Vajdic.
Yo, and he tried. Enrique,
Enrique,
I've been telling him like, yo, be easy on that drink. He's like, nah, I'm good. But look,
it's the cognac.
Look, at the end of the
day, I'm great, but his face red. Let's put the camera on him. Put the camera on, man.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
And he got a turtleneck on.
Hey, look.
With shiny shoes.
This is this is TBV exclusive, bro. Instagram, social media ain't seen what I'm wearing.
We're gonna put you on YouTube stories. Yo, shout out to everybody watching. If you don't know, YouTube now has stories. What that means is it's like Snapchat. It's like Instagram. And we've been doing a ton. We're out here in L.A. And you know we don't normally all get together. So the gang is all here. So you want to pay attention to YouTube stories at The Boxing Voice. But go ahead.
No, so basically what I'm saying, obviously we got the Stevenson fight from Canada.
I think he needs to take a nap before he
that
goes.
That does interest me.
Everything is slurring there. He's like, what is the Stevenson fight from Canada?
Yo,
I thought I heard it.
I heard it like that, too.
They just trolling. They trolling.
No, for real. It's like, trolling.
We're concerned about your liver.
Now, look, at the end of the day, I and only I will be bringing you guys the live interviews from the Staples Center tonight.
Yo, talking to the mic. Stop looking at us.
Yo, Mike's dying in the back.
yo, y'all hilarious. Hilarious.
Yo, Mike in the background. Look at Mike in the background.
Mike look like he about to catch his jokes.
He got the hoodie on. Yo, Mike got the hoodie on in case Wilder don't win. He coming through with the strap. Get the strap.
Mike never take that hoodie off.
But what I was, obviously we are talking about the undercard fights. To me, each fight does interest me in different manners. Obviously, Swift Jarrett Hurd is co-main. And he is coming off the injury. You can question the level of opposition, but obviously a serious injury like that.
Yo, Wellborn looks really small.
You know,
really small.
He was like a full head smaller.
You know, but to me, coming off that injury, I feel that that defense as a unified champion coming off that shoulder injury, to me, is justified.
No, absolutely. I think the fact that he's defending his title shows that he's got huge Canelo balls. Let me get out to some callers real quick, and we'll get back to some more banter. We're going out to the...
Very quick, hold on. We are entering drive-by right
now. All
right,
let's enter drive-by because we do got to go get credentials for the fight. So,
drive-by!
Sorry, New Orleans. I wasn't going to hit you with the drive-by, New Orleans.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, that's
right
why
here.
We got Matt.
Sorry, guys.
I like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
Whoa. What's happening, man? What's happening?
What up?
Man? What's up, man, bro? Where you been at, bro? You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time, no seat, right?
N.O., what's up, baby?
I've been around. Don't worry, N.O., I've been here.
What's up, Mike? What's up? You been quiet on this show, like, Mike, what happened? Don't put
man,
you in the
been...
down with him.
He went out for a cigarette break, man.
I've been fucking busy, bro, trying to get my shit ready for the night, you know what I'm saying? But I heard you was coming on, so I had to say what's up to my guy. You know, what's good, baby?
Yeah, man. You got to hold the South down, man. You know you got to hold down the South, man. But look, back to this boxing shit, you heard me? Straight like I've been telling y'all, you heard me? We can't let the young man dance. And know the stamp that a 7 out of 8 round is going to be a vicious right hand to the glad jaw Tyson Fury. You dig? He can't do that same bullshit that he did with a 40-something-year-old Klitschko. And that's, say, Ness, bro, you got to stop pushing that narrative, man. That
what
Joshua,
narrative?
Motherfucker. Look, the narrative that Joshua brought the heavyweight division back by itself. He's a long ranger. He wasn't no long ranger,
bruh,
man.
Deontay Wilder got a whole lot
of that shit on his back, man.
Bruh.
You heard me?
Bruh, if you really want to go to war with me, we could go to war because we all know nobody wasn't even giving a fuck about the heavyweight division until Tyson Fury
lost
the belts.
Who in America knows Anthony Johnson, man?
I know Johnson.
If you're not no superstar, if you ain't no superstar in America, man, you local. No, that dude ain't nationwide, man. That dude local, man. He a local artist. You hear me? If you a star in America, you star all over the world. When Mike Tyson went to China, when Mike Tyson went to England, everybody knew who the fuck Mike was. It's just like Michael Jackson came in town to get on the plane. You know what happened with that? You know what happened with Aaron Johnson that has a plane and came to the U.S.? We didn't even know he was fucking down here. You hear me? We had to fly on the back there like you dig off a... Well, first, one YouTube channel came with it, and somebody else came with the shit. It was a little thing.
Great call, as always, I know. Always exciting, but it is right by. And we will let you go way too far long. We're going to head out to Skype now. Kelly.
What's going on, fellas?
What up?
This is my first time calling in, long-time listener.
Where you calling in from, Kelly?
L.A., man, I sent you guys an email earlier this week, man, trying to find out where the hangout is. But, shit, you know, never could get back to me.
We were at the Sheraton yesterday, man. You guys got to DM me, bro, and keep DMing me. I mean, you know, I'm drinking, I'm smoking, I'm working, I'm you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. But I'm trying to get with everybody, and we were with a lot of people yesterday, man. I mean, yesterday was definitely one of those days.
Absolutely. It must have been a good 20 of us. To me, that was the first time meeting up with a lot of the listeners. So it was a great experience. But it's always, you know, to me, finally putting a face to a name is nice and great.
Damn. Well, next time, then, I guess. Well,
you got some background there, Kelly. I don't know if you're moving around or what.
All right, how about now?
Yeah, good.
All right, so... My prediction, I got Wilder, 10-round KO. I think that 216, he get on him, make him, you know.
212, correction. He weighed into it, 212.
My bad, 212. I think that, like, he'll stay nice and nimble. I think Fury, he ain't knocking nobody out. For the Ortiz fight, I'm looking forward to it. I want to see what Travis Kaufman got. He talking that game, you know what I mean? He talking that good shit. So I want to see if he can back it up, even though I know he's going to end up going to sleep. But I'm just looking forward to it, man.
Well, Kelly, thanks for calling in, brother. Thank you. Real quick, we're going to go to some super chats. We got Jack is the truth. How is Jason Derulo the co-main event? I guess he's talking about Jared Hurd's opponent there, Matt.
I'll be honest. I don't know what Jason Derulo looks like.
Oh,
I know he's a musician.
No,
like,
Jason Derulo is an R&B black singer, so it's definitely nothing like Wellborn, but I guess Jason gets – you having the first name Jason gets you in the joke.
I mean, a joke is very – that's a loose term right there to throw out there for that phrase or that sentence from Jack. That's not necessarily a joke.
Jack is the truth. All right. Anthony Edwards in Cincinnati says, Danny look like a mob boss.
That's
fact. When we meeting up, laugh right. out loud. Soon enough, we're going to end this show, and we're going to head on over to the Staples Center in a bit once we get through all the callers. Jack is the truth is right back with another super chat. He says, Deontay had to wear that sex mask or make weight.
That's a weird joke.
And it's weird just in general, the statement. What do you mean, or make weight?
Quit hating, Jack, is the truth.
Yes.
You're the biggest hater that I ever seen.
Yes.
Enjoy the fight today, bro. That's all you got to do. Enjoy
Jack. Jack's
the
one
magic.
Of the people that like will DM me and like tweet me and hate on me, and then he's the first one to do super chat with when welcome back, Matt.
He missed you, bro. He missed you.
I know.
I missed the hate, too.
Eric Cruz, SOG, Texas, stand up all the way here in Los Angeles, representing for the Bronze Bomber. Says, who are ya? Who are ya? TBV fam. Jack, I'm not going to say his last name, but it starts with K. I'm going to call him Jack K. You guys ain't going to the Staples Center then? We are in about a few minutes, but we will be back here doing the live fight chat and immediate reaction show because we care more about our listeners than anything.
There is a big TBV contingent of listeners
and
overall people involved that are going to the fight, though. So if you want to link up with someone from TBV, look out for any sort of shirts, any sort of like you know paraphernalia in any sense, or of course try to hit us up. We can sort of put you into contact if need be.
Yeah, we got more super chats to go. We got OJ Simp. Yo, my phone's trash, but Fury, TKO round 10 or 12. He's going to lean on Wilder until he passes and punches himself out in the eighth. Also, who ya got for Adonis versus Gutchek? I got Adonis.
Got Adonis as well.
So I want to speak on both fights because obviously this is a prediction show. On the Adonis-Stevenson fight, I do have Adonis by a decision.
Okay.
And for Wilder, I got Wilder in 10.
Yeah, not Tyson Fury by knockout. I don't know what that listener is smoking.
I want this live fight chat to be fucking amazeballs, B. You know, remember the Canelo one? That was litty. But I swear, I think that the Luis Ortiz one was like,
That was a moment.
That's why.
That was a moment.
I thought Wilder was losing that fight.
You know what's
great? He's hurt, doggy. He's hurt. Stop the fight.
Yeah.
Stop the fight.
No,
it was crazy.
No, you
Wilder!
Know,
it was crazy.
So, obviously, for the Wilder-Ortiz fight, I wasn't a part of TBV then. Mm-hmm. I actually saw that in Afghanistan, and I had to FaceTime a friend, and he had to set up his phone
That's
in
awesome.
Front of
yeah,
the TV.
Yeah, you told me that story.
You know, so obviously, definitely looking forward to the fight. I will be in the Staples Center tonight bringing you guys exclusive coverage of that fight.
If he makes it there.
Yeah,
I'm not even drunk.
Who said anything about drunk?
To be fair, he does sound like he's sobering up mid-show. I'm just saying it.
I don't know. But we got some other callers to get to. Let's go to Marcus, Cincinnati. Not Cincinnati. Marcus
DC.
In D.C.
Come on.
Yo, TBV, man. Y'all had some of the best coverage this week, man. Shout out to you, Matt. My man Casual. My man Mike looking like Senator Palpatine with the hood on.
and my man, the neighbor, the resident Woody from fucking Sanford and his son with the wino bottle. But check it. Oh man, this is what's really puzzling for me, right? Yo, both Jerry Hurd's 152.6. Breadman was asking, yo, I would really love to find out about his nutrition and rehydration because the dude is big, right? Yo, he came in at 152.6. Wow, this is a big dude. You know, I've been watching him since he's been fighting out here at Rose Cross since his pro debut. And so he dude's a big dude for 54. You know what I'm saying? So I want to see what he looked like at coming in at weighing in at 52.6 the day before, how that looked. And I want to see with Wilder. I think Wilder's probably taking some of the same strategy he had with Luis Ortiz because he's 212 this time. He was 214 or 215 last time, right? So I think what he figured out with these heavyweights is they ain't got his tank. You know what I'm saying? So there's no point in him trying to match mass. They can't match his athleticism. You see what I'm saying? So I think what he does is I think the opposite of what the caller said is that I think when Fury goes to lean on him, I think Wilder slides out left or right and chops with the right hand. If you watch Burt Cooper versus Evander Holyfield, when Evander tried to lean on Burt Cooper, Burt Cooper slid off to the right a little bit and he was chopping with the right hand. Watch that video. I think it's round three. I think he had Holyfield almost out. I'm in the seven. But, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to the fight. I can't say I'm going to buy it. I'm going to smile. Yo,
Cut it.
I do apologize,
but real
Marcus,
shit.
But we are on overdrive. And we are late, actually. We are
drive by D in South Carolina.
Who wins? What's the buy rate?
What's good? What's good? Yes, goddamn. I wish I'd been out there. And I'll make it to Texas, though, for the Spence fight. But everybody talking about late stoppage for Fury, Wilder. I think Wilder could bust his ass inside four, man. That's what
okay.
I think. Y'all going to have a show afterwards or what?
Yes, we're going to have a live fight chat, media reaction, all that stuff to stay obviously subscribed and tuned into the channel.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Right, D, thanks for calling in. We're going to Joseph in Texas. Talk to me.
What's good, TBV? Man, I got Wilder by KO in the 11th, but he'll be down on round 7-3. And real quick, I just got to say, I'm pretty disappointed, man. I'm watching the Alabama-Georgia football game. I have not seen one commercial for the Wilder fight, and I've seen three commercials for freaking Canelo on the zone, man. That's pretty disappointing to me. But that's my call, man. Y'all enjoy yourself. I'll catch y'all after the fight.
Thank you for that
Thank
info.
Thank you, bro, for that info. Yeah. That shows the zone putting in that money.
Well, there's an article by the Wall Street Journal that came out maybe a week ago talking about the amount of marketing dollars the zone and all that entertainment group is putting in to try to sell the product in these next couple months. It's insane. Like they're going all out right now.
Well, the thing is they got to let all of Canelo's fans know. They know that Canelo has a 1.3 paying fans.
And $60 per event. You know, paying fans. You know?
$70
right
per
now.
Event paying fans. So they need to market those dollars to catch up to them, find them. We're going to what looks like he's right there. Okay. Let me see. 7:10. Rue 504. Talk to me.
And on tonight, gentlemen, can I come in clear?
You sure?
All right, I'm still going to ride with Fury on points. That's my pick. I hope you guys have a safe, good night out there in L.A. All the TBV fans, hit the thumbs up, pop on Patreon. Everybody have a good night tonight. That's my call.
And hope you have a great time watching the fight tonight, of course, watching the live fight chat of us later.
That's right, brother. Well, thank
Absolutely.
You for calling in.
Absolutely.
Even we want all Fury fans to call in as well. You know,
absolutely.
Like,
I mean,
if it doesn't work out, I'll call in, get my crew. I'll be a man about it. Don't worry.
Yeah, because it isn't any fun if we don't get any of the people that actually picked Fury to come back on. It looks like we got a first-time caller coming from the 424. I don't know where that is, but 424-392. You're live with TBB. 424-392.
Yo.
Yeah, what's your name, brother? First time caller?
No. It's Ryan from Colorado. Haven't called in 3 years.
Ryan in Colorado, talk to me.
I'm in LA right now. I just wanted to ask, like, what time the fight starts? Because, like, the tickets don't say what time, like, the main event starts. So.
The main event will probably start around 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Doors open around 3:30, and you have all the fights in between.
Actually, so Wilder Fury cannot make the ring walks before 8:45, no later than 9:15.
Why is that?
It's just a policy, basically, for pay-per-views. That's something promotion and networks do to bring in more buyers. So that is something that they're doing. So depending if we have early knockouts on the undercard, there will be a wait till at least 8:45 p.m. Pacific time to 9:15 p.m. Pacific time.
Thank you for that info there, Mr. Canelo Swift. Next caller.
Looks like we got another first-time caller in the 650. I don't know where that's at, but 650.
No, they didn't press one.
Oh, they didn't press one.
That's it. Show's over. We head to the Staples Center now.
We got
to
go to Staples Center.
Cut, we do have to go to Staples Center.
Be back later tonight. Make sure you subscribe, show the show, hit the like button. If you're listening on podcast, drop that 5-star review because we read them all on the show.
Don't forget, doesn't matter what country you're calling in, what time zone you're in, as long as you call us up on Skype, you'll be part of the conversation. Add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Don't type when you can Skype. We'll be right back as soon as this fight starts. I would have told you the exact time, but I'm on the West Coast. I'm an East Coast boy. But Matt, what time? I don't know. I mean, we're going to be here early, obviously watching the undercard, but like...
And the season fight.
So, just to give fans a perspective, it is 3:20 here, Pacific time, local time, in Los Angeles.
Doors open 10 minutes.
Actually, doors opened 20 minutes ago.
Oh, they opened at 3?
So, it got pushed back, but yes, they opened at 3. But basically, so the Adonis Stevenson fight is 4:45 p.m. Pacific time.
Oh my God, that's right away. We got to hurry up.
And on Showtime.
It is on Showtime.
Not
so that is 7:45 p.m. Pacific time on Showtime. I'm sorry, Eastern.
Someone said they seen Wilder in a commercial on the first quarter.
Okay, that's good at least.
So the pay-per-view does start 6 p.m. Pacific time. Like I said, ring walks cannot be done no earlier than 8:45 Pacific time, which is 11:45 Eastern time.
And the only
Make sure all my sheep show up.
And the only fights on the pay-per-view are the Jared Herd and Luis Ortiz fight, I believe. Right?
Joe Joyce as well.
Oh, and Joe Joyce as well.
It goes Joe Joyce against his opponent. Yes, it goes Luis Ortiz against Travis Kaufman, and then Jared Herd against that Brit.
That Brit. Yo, you sound like Big Baby.
Jason Wellborn.
You sound like Big Baby. Big Baby's like, I don't care as long as I get a Brit. I want a Brit. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And don't forget, you can hit the thumbs up, future, present, past. You want to help support this super duper podcast, head on over to iTunes.com. Drop us a 5-star review. Doesn't matter. It helps with the visibility of the show. Also, an absolutely free way to help is obviously hitting that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. But if you want to go a step further, head on over to theboxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors and bookmark that hyperlink for Amazon. Use that when you're doing your little Christmas shopping, even your Thanksgiving shopping. It really doesn't matter. Wait, Thanksgiving pass. Any other holiday?
Next thing. St. Patty's.
Listen, Alvarez should have used it when he bought that turtleneck. You know, it would have helped CBV get a little small kickback, and it wouldn't have cost him nothing at all.
That's true.
It's not like he gets a discount on the turtleneck. Not like the turtleneck costs more. But, you know, we eventually get a kickback, and you help your favorite show stay on the air. Like right now, look, we went off air. It's all black again. Someone went from white to black. It just keeps happening.
It is your phone. But anyways, is that it, Nestor? Are you done?
I'm done.
I'm Matt, the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Matt Hunter, MCR, all platforms. Check out my own channel, Mixed Combat Radio, all platforms as well. Obviously, stay tuned, subscribe, hit the like button, share the show. Definitely leave a review on iTunes. It's the best way to spread exposure of the show. And peace. See you later.
Absolutely. No, me.
Later, no, bitches. You're not allowed, Canelo Swift. You're new. That's the new guy, rookie. No rule.
Where you been at?
Hey, I'm returning. I got.
No, he was
away.
On vacation.
A sabbatical.
Yo, someone sent a super chat and deleted it.
Damn, that's.
I wonder,
I know you could do that.
I wonder if he gets his money back.
Yo, I'm like.
He's like, fuck that. They said something bad about Fury.
Well, anyways.
That boy wearing a turtle.
Oh, hey.
Talking to the mic, Ringwalk.
Canelo Swift, let's go. Come on.
All right. Everybody can follow me at Ringwalk Danny at Twitter and Instagram. And I will be in the building tonight bringing you guys
in the building
coverage that you guys don't see anywhere else.
Jack the Truth. Make sure you come back, punk.
Whoa.
Whoa. Damn.
Peace. Peace. Arrivederci. Goodbye.
Adios.
Nos vemos. Bye-bye.
Adios.
I see you tomorrow.
Have a good night.
Tonight?
No, tomorrow. Tonight. Tonight. A little bit late.
Hoy en la noche nos vemos.
That's my Eddie Hearn's matchroom Italian voice.
Como se dice.
Yeah, what he said.
La voz de la gente. Hoy nos vemos en la noche.
Is what also he said. I am just going to say wee-wee, bong-bong, and all that good stuff. That's what my man Method Man said. Yeah. I guess I got that from Meth. You know what I'm saying? Methy.
Methy.